Sagt the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Bava Metzia Peri Gimel Mishnah Tes Hamafkid Chavi Yaseitzel Chaveray. Someone deposits a barrel by his friend. The Baal did not specify a certain place for the barrel to wait it out, so to speak. I hear a knock on my door. Hello, my friend is holding a barrel. Can you watch this for me? It wasn't like, can I put my barrel over there in that corner? No, it was, can you watch it for me? I say, sure. V'tiltel, and the shomer moves the barrel, v'nishbra, and it breaks. It's not a pshia, but it breaks. So it depends. If it, let's say, I moved it and it fell from my hands. If it fell from his hands, that's how it broke. Then it depends on the next step. Did he take this barrel for his own personal use? Let's say he took the barrel in order to use it as a step stool to climb up and get something. Chayiv. The shomer is chayiv. He becomes a shayel shaloi midas, someone who borrows something without permission. And the rule is that a shayel shaloi midas is a gazlan. And a gazlan is chayiv on oinus. It's not an excuse to say, I stole it, but something happened. It's not my fault that it happened. It doesn't make a difference if it's not your fault. However, if the shomer took it litzarcha for the purpose of the barrel, he said, ooh, it's not good that the barrel should stay there. Something's going to happen to it. Let me move it over to what would appear to be a more secure place. And as it was in his hands, it broke, potter his potter. Because he didn't take it to use it. He took it to try to protect it. So he stays a shomer. And all shomerim, besides for a shayel, are potter on einus. However, im misha henicha nishbra, if it only broke after he put it back down, then bein litzarcha, whether he took it for his own purpose, like to use it as a step stool, bein litzarcha, or he moved it for the protection of the chavius, in both cases, he is potter. Even though when he took it to use it for a step stool, he becomes a shayel shaloi midas, who is a gazlin. When he returns it, when he puts it back down, it's as if he returned it. It's as if he fulfilled the Heshev Esagzela. He's no longer a gazlin. The Gemara is going to explain that this opinion in the Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, if you remember from Masechtas Bava Kama, that if you return something, even if the Baalim don't know that you returned it, it's considered returned. So wait a second, this is only if they didn't specify a place? What if they did specify a place? L'chayr, if they did specify a place and he returns it to that place, that's even more returned to the Baalim. And the answer is Enechanami. The Chiddush is, even if they didn't specify a place, so maybe you're going to say, well, once I take it, it's not shach to return it. Where are you returning it to? But we say no. Once he finishes using it for his own purpose and he puts it down, he loses the gazlan hat and he's now a shomer. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, and the Gemara explains that the second part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Masechtas Bava Kama, holds that a gazlan can't just return, that he has to let the Baalim know that it has been returned. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. And never mind if they didn't specify a place. It's not called return by putting it down after you used it for your own purpose. But I'll tell you an even greater chiddush. Even if yichadu l'habaylim mokim, even if the baylim specified a place. Let's go back to the beginning of the shmirah. Knock on the door. I open up the door. Hello, how are you? Ah, you're holding a chavius. Yeah, I was wondering. See that corner over there? Can I like use that corner? Sure, put it down there in that corner. The Baalim singled out a place. He moved it, v'nishbra, and it broke. Bein mitach yodai, whether it fell from his hands. Ubein mishanich, or after he put it down. Litzarcha, if he took it for his own purpose, chayiv, he is chayiv. Zokt Rabbi Akiva, once you took it for your own purpose, you're a gazlan. And even though you put it back, and even though you put it back to a place that was singled out, unless the Baalim know about it, it's not called returning it. You stay a gazlan. However, litzarcha, if he moved it for the purpose of the barrel, to protect the barrel, then he's potter, because even according to Rabbi Akiva, he's not a gazlan that has to inform the balabas. He's acting as a shomer. Even if it broke while he was holding it, or for that matter, after he put it back, it doesn't make a difference. We're assuming there was an einus over here, and a shomer is potter and einus. So, quickly chazring over. If someone moves something for the purpose of the chavis, he doesn't become a gazlan. He's doing what a shomer is supposed to do if it breaks. Whether it broke while it was in his hands, or for sure after he put it down, he's potter. If he moved it for his own purpose, let's say he used it as a step stool, wants to get onto the barrel to get something from a shelf, he's a gazlan. If it broke before he put it back, while it was still in his hands, he's chayiv and einus. A gazlan is chayiv and einus. Now, if he moved it for his own purpose, but he already returned it, whether he returned it to a specific place that was made up beforehand, that's the place for this chavius, which the Mishnah called yichdu l'habayla makam. Or whether there was no specific place where it was supposed to be. They never made up where it's going to be. He just put it back down and finished using it. Here's the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel, who says he's potter, because Rabbi Shmuel says once he returned it, it's returned. You don't need das bailam. You don't have to tell the bailam you returned it. And Rabbi Akiva would say that he's chayiv. Because once you're a gazlan, the only way to become an ex-gazlan and back into a shomer is to put it back and let the bailam know, I'm sorry, I used it, I'm putting it back now. But if the bailam don't know about it, he stays a gazlan, and a gazlan is chayiv anoinis.